Lesson 26.4, Acting Like an Advisor When You're a Deep Expert. Some of my clients have said to me, "Andrew, I'm a very narrow specialist. All this stuff about being a trusted advisor sounds good, but I'm not really sure it applies to me. My job really is to be an expert for hire." Here's an illustration of this dilemma. If you're a tax lawyer in a big law firm, very often your clients are really the other partners who are doing transactional legal work that requires tax advice. Your role is not so much to be the trusted advisor to the client, but rather to contribute your deep tax expertise to these transactions. Similarly, you may have an expertise in something that clients only require very infrequently. For example, you might be an engineer that specializes in mechanical failure analysis. Look, don't think about this as a black and white distinction. That is, either you're a broad, trusted advisor who talks about strategy, or you're a technical expert. Here's why. It's a continuum. An expert can become a trusted expert and then a trusted advisor in a specific area of competence. I have a landscape service that helps maintain the property around my house, for example. You might think of them as narrow and deep subject matter experts, hardly trusted advisors. But in that domain, they are my trusted advisors. If a tree looks sick, I call them and consult with them. If a wild animal has been coming into my yard and digging up the grass, I call them. And by the way, that happened at my house in Santa Fe. A bear jumped the backyard fence and kept trying to climb up the apple tree and get the apples, ripping the tree branches apart in the process. If there's a drought, we consult with this landscaper about how to deal with it. In the same way, your client should think of you as their trusted advisor, even if it is in a very specific and narrow competency. But here's another important point. Even if you're a narrow expert, you'll be more successful if you use and exemplify the trusted advisor skills and attributes we've been talking about. Even if you do short projects for many different clients and rarely work for the same client twice, you still need to ask thoughtful questions and be a good listener. You still need to know how to build trust. You still need to make sure you're not a screwdriver looking for screws, that you're client-centric and focused on uncovering your client's real need rather than being methodology-centric. You still want to be a proactive agenda setter rather than an order taker. Even as a deep specialist, you need to help your client define the problem properly. Even if you sell a very specific product or service, you will still want to put its benefit in the context of your client's overall business goals. In the next lesson, I'll talk about how to deal with a very tough problem, how to stay in touch when there's no business.